This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There was a young lady who came up to me and said, you know what, I want to get married to this guy, beautiful guy, he reads 5 salah a day, amazing character, everything is beautiful. The only thing is he smokes cigarettes. I said, no, it's a screen, he probably does weed. Ask him. She said, no, he doesn't. I trust him. Okay, ask him. So she comes back to me some time later and says, guess what, he does weed. How did you get that out of him? Well, I told him, listen, swear by Allah. And whatever else she told him, you know, people have their way of extracting the information. Is it just a cigarette or do you do weed? Somehow it came out, yes, weed. He said, okay, you lied to me. So weed, but it's only weed. Look, everyone does it. All these friends of mine, oh, I didn't know. The whole lot of them do it. So now what are you going to do? He says, but I promise you by Allah, I'm going to quit it. So then she says, look, I really love this guy. It's a bit too late in the day. You're not yet married, but you've already invested your emotions in something. So you're going to justify it. I really love this guy, and he's promised me that he's going to quit it, inshallah. So I think we should get this marriage done. I said, it's up to you. But I, personally, I would say clean for 6 months, then we can talk. Clean for 6 months, then we can talk. Not that I'm going to get married to you, and thereafter you're going to do it. Do it now, right now. And then I want to talk. My beloved boys and girls, we have to quit these habits because we're going to have children who are going to have worse habits. And they're going to have children who are going to have ridiculous habits whom that we probably wouldn't imagine even existed today. There are things happening today I wouldn't have imagined when I was a little bit younger that would happen. I promise you, so absurd that I can't even talk about it. And there are people prodding them along to say, no, it's normal, it's okay, it's natural, you're free. Free. Wow. Free means you're free to enter Jahannam, isn't it? But that's not how it should be. We should be honest. Listen, this is a bad habit. That's it. It's a terrible habit. Don't smoke. Don't this. Don't that. And my brothers and sisters, perhaps they are from amongst you, those who might be smoking a cigarette. Don't you know it's a bad habit? You know it is. Am I right? At least one was honest enough to say yes. The others are quietly saying, oh no, he's starting to attack us. This is not what I'm here for this evening. Right? No, I'm not attacking anyone. It's love. That's what it is. We know that we have bad habits. I have some bad habits. Try to work on them, inshallah. But at the same time, if you're not going to be strong and quit these things, wallahi, it may result in your ultimate downfall. The sister ended up getting married. Turns out the brother was on much more than weed. And I don't mean tajweed. I'm talking about something hectic, man. Subhanallah. May Allah Almighty forgive us. And then the heartbreak, and then so on. And then she was expecting already. And then something happened. And then the child, in the scan, the child had a hole in the heart. May Allah grant cure to everyone who is sick and ill in every way. Anyone going through challenges.